I have the watch you presented to me before I left Granville. It has been an excellent companion. It is 12 months ago today since I left Sydney. The places in which I have been, the conditions under which I have lived, and the sights I have seen all tend to make it a wonderful year. From Sydney we went to Egypt. I was there for 10 weeks and toured round the place and saw as many of the wonderful sights as was possible in the short time. As regards to its collection of antiquities, the museum is second to none in the world. The mummies embalmed thousands of years ago are today in such a state of preservation as to make one think they are only asleep. Then there are the gold and silver ornaments and the pieces of jewellery that were found in the tombs along with the bodies. One leaves the museum wondering what manner of people they were who lived such a long, long time ago. But there are the pyramids and Sphinx, but one could go on forever writing about this wonderful country. When our period of training was concluded, we left for Gallipoli. How different was the real thing from the training ground which we had left behind. We arrived in Gallipoli in August, just when the weather was at its hottest. Oh, what a time we had with the flies and other insects and the scarcity of water. We were there a week before we got our first taste of warfare. It was on the 27th of August. I was attached to the 13th Battalion and we were told off to attack a Turkish position. I am thankful to say I was fortunate enough to come through the affair successfully, although out of 100 men in my company, 70 were either killed or wounded. Shortly after this, we were sent to hold Quinn's Post. Here we stayed 15 weeks. The summer gave way to autumn and autumn to winter, and then the trouble started. We had a fall of snow and I did not get dry or warm for a week after. Then we got word that we were to retire from Gallipoli. We all wondered how the deuce that was going to be done without thousands of us going under, but we had not reckoned without the brains of the Imperial staff. I often smile when I think of some of the stunts we had to take part in for a couple of weeks before we left, just for the purpose of bluffing the enemy. How well those stunts succeeded was shown at the evacuation, when the whole of the troops were withdrawn without any casualties. There is no doubt it was an absolute masterpiece in military strategy and organisation. From Gallipoli we were taken to Lemnos, a Greek island in the Mediterranean Sea. There we stayed a week or 10 days, and then we were taken to Egypt again. This time we had to work pretty hard. Attacks were expected to be made by the enemy, and consequently defences had to be constructed. We were busy building these defences for 6 weeks. We then sailed from Alexandria for France. We landed at Marseille and went on to the north of France, the journey taking 4 days by train. We spent a week in a small French village and then proceeded to the firing line where we have been for 2 months, thus making my time in real action close on 7 months. Of the different countries visited, including Ceylon, I think France is the best, although it does not, in my opinion, come up to good old Australia. And I can tell you I will not be sorry when this war is over, so that I may return.